From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump is off on a 17-day vacation at his golf resort in central New Jersey. Trump departed Friday, hoping to leave behind the Washington turmoil that has largely engulfed his presidency in recent weeks. On Thursday, Trump held a campaign-style rally in West Virginia and lashed out at the ongoing Russia investigation.
They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us, and most importantly, demeaning to our country and demeaning to our Constitution.
Trump's rally was held in the wake of reports that special counsel Robert Mueller has convened a grand jury to hear evidence in the Russia probe. Former Georgian leader Mikhail Saakashvili, who last week was stripped of his adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice Thursday in Poland, where he stands at risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. He says he wants to be allowed back into Ukraine so he can fight to have his Ukrainian citizenship restored. It was revoked in July by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, reportedly on the grounds that Saakashvili failed to mention there was a criminal case against him in Georgia. Rwanda's longtime president has 99% support, with nearly half of the ballots counted in Friday's presidential election, according to preliminary results from a vote he was widely expected to win. President Paul Kagame, who has led Rwanda since his rebels ended the 1994 genocide, left more than 800,000 people dead. This is VOA News. President Nicolas Maduro is heralding security forces, portraying them as heroes fighting terrorists amid mounting criticism of their heavy-handed tactics quelling protests. Maduro promised that more than the 580 members of the force would receive reparations. Opposition lawmaker William Davila encouraged his fellow opposition supporters to continue protesting.
I believe that we must continue fighting, stay in the street, continue with the fighting spirit, and above all else, there must be a lot of self-discipline in the organization of the opposition.
545 delegates were confirmed to Venezuela's much-questioned Constituent Assembly, have gotten to work, and their first act of business was selecting former Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez to head that body. Foreign ministers and senior officials from 10 ASEAN nations sat down to a welcome dinner in Manila on Friday ahead of a meeting that will mark the 50th anniversary of the group. Philippines Foreign Affairs Secretary Alan Peter Cayetano said attendees should prepare themselves for the next few days.
We have three long and mentally challenging days ahead of us, during which we will take up a number of complex issues, some sensitive issues. We won't always agree, but the ASEAN way of coming up with a consensus has worked for 50 years, and it will not fail in the next few days.
The ASEAN ministerial meeting officially begins on Saturday with an opening ceremony and a meeting between the 10-nation regional bloc. It will then be followed by the Asia Regional Forum on Monday, which brings together 27 countries, including Australia, China, India, Japan, Russia, North and South Korea, as well as the United States. Analysts say the talks this year will focus on North Korea's nuclear missile tests along with regional security, while the issue of the South China Sea will be put on hold. The United States is seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of about $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches in July, which showed that the rogue nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. The U.S. Navy has suspended its search for a sailor believed to have fallen overboard during operations in the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis told reporters on Friday that the search operations, which also involve Japanese and Chinese vessels, have ceased earlier in the day. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.